Hey there, my name is Brad Forsyth, and I've been part of the Learning Technology and Innovation team at Thompson Rivers University for about 4 years now. First as an e-learning technician, building the learning environments for our online and distance education courses, then as our learning technologist, and most recently as a coordinator of educational technologies. So I've had quite a bit of experience developing content and supporting faculty with the development of their content on platforms like WordPress and Pressbooks. But my first meaningful encounter with open education, and I'm using that term broadly here, was actually as a student. And that had a really positive impact on how I approach this topic in my professional practice. So I thought I'd share a little bit about that experience. I think like most millennials, my undergrad consisted mostly of in-class note-taking and assignments being submitted either in person or within the confines of an LMS to be viewed by my instructor's eyes only, returned with a few comments, and then eventually lost in a recycling bin or on a folder somewhere on my computer. My graduate degree was a very different and refreshing experience. It was done completely online and heavily relied on platforms like WordPress and other open educational resources for both content delivery and student engagement. The use of the institution's LMS was kept as minimal as possible. Many of the courses hosted all the course content, including all of the modules, readings, and assignment instructions on an openly accessible WordPress site. This meant that I could preview a course or even read through it if I found it interesting but couldn't fit it into my schedule. I could also refer back to the course site after I completed it instead of losing access after the semester ended. Much of our course discussions took place on openly accessible WordPress sites as well, and we were either encouraged or required to make our individual, team, and e-portfolio project shareable with our fellow students and the public. This honestly made me pretty uncomfortable at first. I was so used to my instructor being the only person viewing my work. But once I got over the initial unease, I quickly realized how much it positively impacted my learning experience. I was learning just as much, if not more, from my fellow students than from the course itself, and I hope they were learning from me too. The creation of e-portfolios helped me synthesize and reflect on my learning. I was able to develop valuable digital skills and create digital artifacts that are still available and I often refer back to, or I've even repurposed over the years. I'm still getting comments on YouTube videos that I uploaded years ago for class projects, and some of them are even nice. Ultimately, I felt like my work finally had real value. I felt like I was contributing to public knowledge and not just chasing a grade. Now I get to work with faculty and students on a regular basis to promote and support open educational practices. This includes developing OER through Pressbooks, working with faculty to create courses on a recently launched open version of Moodle, but mostly through TrueBox, TRU's shared WordPress platform. Our team works closely with faculty and students to create custom sites for everything from course sites to research and professional sites, student e-portfolio projects, and a wide variety of special purpose sites. We've developed starter templates for a variety of purposes that can easily be cloned and customized. It's really rewarding work, and I think faculty and students value the hands-on support and personal connection that we're able to provide. I think everyone on our team realizes that teaching and learning in the open can be nerve-wracking for teachers and students alike, for a number of reasons. It's difficult to put yourself out there and open yourself to scrutiny. Our team promotes these practices because we believe in their value, and I really don't think I would have valued it nearly as much if I didn't get to experience it as a student.